evening, everyone. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be the 21st of this month at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boomville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find a net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable battery-powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations that would like to check in? Come now.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Bob, there is one other station. My good friend Bill down in Pennsylvania will be right up behind me.
Roger, Kevin. Thank you for that info, KD2FPM. And Bill, we look forward to having you check in with us.
AD2AIT Echolink repeater. Hey, good evening to everybody. Tip my hat there. And KA3TFB here in Franklin Park Borough. Hot, muggy down here, but we will enjoy it. Over.
Roger, Bill. Copy that. I'm glad to hear from you and interested in seeing what kind of weather you had. I know we've had some nice days here and a little bit of rain the last couple of days and cooled off. Okay. All right, we'll start it off with KD2FPM. Kevin, how are things down your way?
All right, yeah, good evening, Bob, Bill, and everyone on board KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, New York. And, just updated my temperature. Was 74 degrees. It is now 73 with about 60% humidity here. Got some clouds overhead. Looked like it was starting to try to rain, but the air down at the lower levels was a little bit too dry. So as that rain started coming down through, it evaporated. It's something that they call virga. So basically, it looks like curtains or sheets of rain in the upper atmosphere as it's coming down. But like I say, because the lower atmosphere is so dry, the rain actually evaporates long before it gets anywhere near the ground. So we didn't really see anything, just a couple sprinkles here and there. But on the radar, it looked quite ominously bad. But we snuck by pretty much. But looks like this weekend I've got a deal to make for you here. If you're going to do anything, tomorrow and Saturday are going to be your key days. Sunday looks like it could probably be a total washout. And after that, it looks like our temperatures are going to run a little bit cooler, and we'll see some unsettled weather. All right, with that, I will say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. This is KD2FPM.
Hi, Kevin. Very good. And, I suspected we were going to get cooler temps coming up on us. We had some rain here this afternoon, and still raining lightly on and off, so that's good. We needed it. Things are getting pretty dry. All right, you have a fine evening, and we'll turn it down to Bill, or turn it to Bill down his way, and see what he's got for us. KA3TFB.
All Roger, roger. Fine business. I got a sack full of stuff. A couple sacks. Let's reach in and grab one. Yesterday, we had the hottest day of the year. It got up to 88, some places above 90. And then a very brief shower in the afternoon to cool everything down, which is great. Today, currently we're at 75. The temperature has dropped. A few hours ago, we had a gully washer, and that lasts a good 10, 15 minutes. It was like a hose, a real, you know, real thick rain just came down and just flooded everything that quickly, you know, but it all went away. But the thing is here, today it's 75 now, and the humidity factor is 90%. It feels like I'm in the shower, even in the air conditioning building. So anyhow, not to hold it down, top of the evening to everybody, and we'll be working.
Hey, Bill, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, I would imagine hearing on the news from a couple of areas that down your way was getting severe storms or bursts of rain. We weren't getting up here, and the unfortunate part about that is when things are so dry, it washes a lot of dirt away rather than sinking into it. Okay, you have a great evening, and take care, and a great day tomorrow. This is N5AOW, and I'll take calls from regular members and guests, any station, anywhere.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2WI.
KC2QQY, Chuck McCoy.
Okay, we've got KC2QQR, Chuck, KC2WIP, and N2PFM. We'll start with George. George, how's your computer doing? I hope that problem got taken care of for you.
Well, good evening, Bob, and everyone like that. I guess you didn't hear the last two nights what went on. Well, Monday I went up to an assemblyman's office and complained after telling the others I'm going to switch to Time Warner if you don't have it to me by Friday. And believe it or not, guess what? Tuesday morning, knock at the door, 8 o'clock in the morning, special delivery. It was the modem. And I got it on, so I'm still back on Frontier. And if you heard the thing, I found with Time Warner if I want to do it. They got to do it and buy it because you weren't one of their original cable customers when they strung it up here. They got to do an environmental impact statement because it might be the home or an advertiser like the duckbill platypus or some rare insect, endangered species insect or something else. They got to be sure of that before they can string a cable in even. And they got to do along with that a feasibility. Well, you need a feasibility study. That right across the street from me has a connected to the cable, on the other side of me is connected to cable. Yeah, I just don't get it. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, you talk about people laughing. I mean, that, as they say, that's the government for you, something like that. So, to you and them are out there, hope they realize I'm going to stick down with Frontier since I got the cable box. With that, we'll say God bless. It's, oh, yeah, temperature 67 degrees, temperature 67 degrees, temperature range today 60 to 69, and it was nice this morning. We did have some heavy rain this afternoon, looked up for a while, came back again, and now it seems to be just cloudy and damp out there. So God bless, and 73s and 2 PSM clear.
Okay, George, well, I'm glad you're up and running again, and that gives you another capability of getting in trouble. All right, very good. You have a good evening. Thanks for checking in. KC2WIP, what have you got for us?
KC2WI. Well, I went out for a bike ride. I kept doing one more thing here. I didn't get back to it until fairly late. I debated whether to go down to Boonville or not, and then I got a phone call right about 6, and so that stopped that, but I could have gone out. I ended up doing it almost in the dark here. I went out, and I had shorts on, short sleeve shirt on. I said, nope, you know, it's too cold for that. It's not too cold for that, just standing around, but the breeze, you know, on this dam. So I put a windbreaker on, and of course then I was kind of hot by the time I got back, and windbreaker and long pants or tights on, and I was comfortable riding, but that's really damp out. So, yeah, I went out to Castroland today to my customer there, B&H Flying, and helped Louise at least recover her QuickBooks onto a laptop there, and I decided I wasn't going to charge them for the port because it's their good customer, and they got enough grief going on with the fire there and all that. So pretty much I worked all day without making any money. In the morning I did various other things, one of the things I did was pretty much straight to start to finish, at least first draft, write up column for that probably next week, and I've been thinking about this, and I've had, you know, read more instances of the forced Windows 10 or sneaky Windows 10 upgrades, and this was one where we were gonna, well, I guess we finally decided we're gonna do it, but now in this machine here, I definitely put a stop to it until things settle down. Reading the recent discussions and reports, and one of my favorite bloggers, tech writers, had a title of one of his blurbs entitled, Windows 10 Behaves Like Malware, and, you know, because of this forced update thing. And I'm not sure that's the right word. I think foistware what they call potentially unwanted programs, but it used to be that the get Windows 10 icon there would suggest that you reserve your copy and you could decline. Or if you did reserve your copy, it would tell you when it had downloaded the Windows 10 installer and give you, you know, an option of installing it. And so Microsoft has changed all that. Now, when you open that Get Windows 10, you click on that, and it, maybe it opens by itself at some point, but in any case, now you get a box that says, when would you like to install Windows 10? It's not do you want to, it's pretty much kind of, it's gone from, and what's happened is it's gone from a optional or a, you know, optional update to a recommended update, which means that you get it, you know, it's not one of the ones that you choose. And it opens up the box, and I don't have a picture in front of me, but there's a bunch of words there about getting Windows 10, and it's ready for you and all this kind of stuff. And of course there's a red X in the upper right corner, which generally means close this. Well, it turns out that's not what it means with this box. If you click that, it means, yeah, go ahead and install Windows 10. And if you read all the words in the box, there's in some of the small print, there's a couple of words that are underlined that allow you to decline it. But this is exactly what all the, you know, quote unquote, potentially unwanted programs that you want, like Update Trails Player or Update Java or Update whatever, also install Google Chrome and set my home page to Google. And you have to uncheck that. That one's reasonably obvious. Now they're doing tricks like checking the box, unchecking the box, does the install. Or they're doing do a custom installation or do the standard installation, but they've reversed it so that their custom installation, which you think is going to not install the extra junk, does. Or, everybody's seen this, you go to a web page that with something that you really do want to download, and there's 27 big buttons that say download, and most of them download some other junk. So, anyway, so my point of the thing, my article is, that's really become a question of trust, and do you want it? You think you could ever trust Microsoft after they're pulling this nonsense? And maybe it's time, you know, really think about an alternative to Windows. And the expensive one is, you know, the $2,000 option is OS X on a Mac, and the free option is Linux. So I think if people would really start to look at that and not just automatically buy another Windows computer, and then, you know, which comes first, chicken or the egg, more software writers have to, you know, compile their stuff for Linux, which is part of the problem why it's not, you know, as popular. But Microsoft needs to be taking a task on this, and as long as people keep buying Windows computers, they're not going to change their ways. KC2WI.
Well, it seems like they definitely have created a monster with that. I know a lot of people have not been too happy with the results once it's been on. You know, different ones I've talked to have had problems navigating through it. And other problems, I guess, that crops up in the interim. But, I don't know. I've been hesitant on putting it on. I know eventually I'll have to do something, but at this point I think I'll forego that and stick with the beast I have right now. All right, Pete. Well, it sounds like you had quite an eventful day, and it was nice of you to help those folks out with their problems they had. Okay. Well, you have a good evening, and we'll see who else would like to join us this evening. This is N5AOW, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Well, I got out and worked in the garden a little bit, worked on the lawn, did some raking, some picking up, did some watering because it was getting quite dry. And took the dog for a run a couple of times, went down to a neighbor to help him with a project, and I got back later on, I just relaxed and the rain came. So, yeah, it's been pretty much it. I stayed in the house and started dinner, got a couple other things taken care of, and that was it. So, with that, let's see who else is possibly wanting to check in with us. This is N5AOW.
KC2NBU.
Evening, Ray. KC2NBU. How are things your way?
Good. We got 66 degrees up on the hill here. Just got back from the school concert. He had a jazz band and a regular band and two of the choirs. Kids did a good job.
Well, that sounds interesting. I'll tell you what, it's always marvelous to see what some of these kids accomplish. And, I'll tell you what, there's some real talent out there. Okay, well, thank you for checking in, Ray. You have a good evening. Make another call. This is N5AOW. Looking for additional check-ins.
That
this is KC2QQR.
KC2QQR. Chuck, I'm sorry. I kind of left you out in the dark there. Well, I don't know how I managed that, but I had a little problem going on here, and I was taking care of that and just skipped you. How are things your way?
KC2QQR. Well, you know what's funny? I thought I didn't check into the net, and I'm thinking, I was second guessing myself. Did I check in? Did I not check in? Because I was preoccupied listening and working on something else, and it's like, oh, was it my turn? Was I like completely not paying attention? my day went good. It wasn't long by any means, but it's like either that or I was losing it. But stranger things have happened to me before. So other than that, I'm doing good, and glad to hear everybody in here tonight. And the weather was pretty decent this morning. I was over in Utica at work, and right around 2:33 o'clock, it started raining, and didn't come down too bad, but just enough to moisten everything up and bring up the humidity a little bit. So wasn't that bad. I didn't hear any thunder at least not in Utica, so at least all the times that I was out. But it was nice out for the most part, but not as nice as it's been the past couple of days, but I'll still take the warm weather, that's for sure. Other than that, had a nice big piece of salmon for dinner, and enjoying the net. I actually just, got off of 40 meters a little while ago. I was calling CQ, and got a club over in Virginia with prospective hands sitting for their technician license. So I was mentoring them for a little while this evening, and enjoyed it. So nice to hear there's folks that are wanting to become hands. So anyways, with that, bring it back to net control. This is KC2QQR 73 is on. Have a good night.
Okay, Chuck, yeah, that skip over was totally on me. That was my fault. Every once in a while I go blank, and I must have done that. I don't know. I didn't look back at the log here. Oh, that just wasn't right. But anyway, you were certainly gracious about it. All right. Well, you have a great evening, and sounds like you had basically the same kind of day I did. It worked out all right. This is N5AOW. I'll make a last call here for any other check-in. Are there any comments, Corey? So a late check-in at this time. Hearing none, I'll now close the Michael Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency and the repeater regular amateur use. I want to thank Ray, Chuck, Pete, George, Bill down Pennsylvania, Kevin and Oleana for checking in this evening. 7-3, everyone have a great evening and a great day tomorrow. N5AOW clear.
All right, this is 82FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Hopefully, I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, 82FPM will be clear.
This is QO
Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick from Utica, calling from the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for stations to check in, with or without traffic. All stations are welcome and check-ins will be appreciated.
KC2MBU, good evening, no traffic.
Roger, KC2NBU. Good evening, Ray. Thank you very much for your check-in. Calling for Octen. Calling for Octen. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Octen. Octen would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Octen to use their repeater. This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, leaving the net. KC2NBU, Ray, thank you for your check-in. Good evening, 73.